Chapter 2, Paul encourages prayerfulness. I urge, therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all men, for kings, and all that are in high place, that we may lead a calm and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who would wish all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony made at the due time. To this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth, I do not lie, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I therefore desire that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without anger and dispute. In like manner, I urge that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with moderation and sobriety, not with braided hair and gold and pearls or costly clothing, but apparel which becomes women professing reverence towards God through good works. Let a woman learn in quietness with all subjection. I do not permit a woman to teach nor to have dominion over a man, but to be in submission. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. But she shall be saved through her childbearing, if they continue in faith, love, and sanctification with sobriety.